time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
A few days ago, my wife and I received our second vaccination against the COVID-19 pandemic. In about a week, we are expecting to be around 90% assured of not getting a serious infection from this nasty little virus. As with our first vaccination, I'd like to commend the staff and administration at the St. Joe's Clinic for being friendly, upbeat, and organized. Gazing around the room, I'd say most of the faces of those vaccinated looked, well, happy, relieved, hopeful. The staff looked like they were doing something important, because they were. About the same time we received our shots, I also received an email from a family member about a vaccine bill of rights. This document has been issued by a group called America's Frontline Doctors. In my view, these authors interpret vaccines primarily as a political issue, not a medical one. The attached letter urged us to join and, of course, give to the AFD, and it was signed, Patriotically Yours. Their conclusion, based on the Bill of Rights, is that coercing anyone to be vaccinated is an infringement upon personal freedom. The email urged us to forward this vaccine Bill of Rights to our legislators. They think we need to have more legislation in order to be protected from vaccine Big Brother. The truth, in our country today, no one is being forced nor can be forced to get vaccinated. I responded to my family members, reminding them that in one short year, we've seen the number of deaths from COVID-19 go from zero to well over 500,000. Did not seem to make a dent. My conclusion, the Vaccine Bill of Rights is a red herring, distracting us from doing the most reasonable thing to combat a lethal pandemic. But is it safe? Well, is anything safe? True. There are some side effects, like a sore shoulder. My left arm kept me from surfing a full 24 hours. But let us consider what benefits vaccination might bring. It could bring health instead of illness, life instead of death. If enough people are vaccinated, we will reach herd immunity and the economy will reopen. But if these naysayers prevail and say 40-50% refuse the vaccine, it's doubtful we would vaccinate enough people to reach herd immunity, stem the tide of COVID-19, reopen the economy. All this would be because the individualism of alarmists demands to be free. In my view, when you're looking out for number one and not caring about others within your community, you are not free. When you let fear dictate what you do or don't do, you're not free. When you're on a ventilator, you are not free. True, some people could have an allergic reaction to the vaccine. Others might get anaphylactic shock. That's why they want you to wait for 15 minutes in situ after the shot. My conclusion, get vaccinated if you can, as soon as you can. The overall risk to you, your community, state, and country are far greater if you do not. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.